Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah, it was a terrible call. Clear as day. And Kozak is as honest as the day is long. And you could hear it from the bench. It's not why we lost. Like, we got to defend. Obviously, we gave it three face-off goals tonight. Centers need to do a better job. Our D didn't do a good enough job boxing out. So we have to do a better job of that. You can't give up three face-off goals. I mean, that's most of their offense there. But it's a big call to blow, too. And have four guys not want to get together and confer to decide whether it's the right call or not.
What was the explanation they gave you about
nothing? No, nothing.
Not a word. They didn't come to you and
say. They said it was icing. So.
2-0. Good tight, sure. But if you're up 2-0 with minutes to go, is that kind of a key turning point?
Yeah, I got a face-off goal, right? We played good. Had chances to get a third, didn't, and so it stays close enough, and that one goal can make an impact like that. So then they get the face-off goal there, then the next one's a face-off goal, then the third one, is just a, immature play by a young player, not realizing that his D partner didn't have a stick, and instead of just, that's the time, and we talk about those things, somebody doesn't have a stick, this is what you do, it's perfect time to ice a puck, punt a puck, all that, because it just settles things down. And so that was just a little bit of, young immaturity in that moment.
The push from the crunch of veteran team, I mean, there's teams at point where it's close to seasons on the line. Did you expect them to have that push, I guess?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the American Hockey League all season long. They were first place in our division a lot of the season. So, we know how good they are, and they're not just going to go away.
Would you think of the way that Devin really just bought you guys some time, even before they had the comeback, and then for you guys to get the time goal late regulation?
Yeah, he was good in the third when it got 3-2, made a couple big saves to give us the chance to tie it. And then I thought he was good in overtime as well before, the goals they got, they earned through tips, screens, things of that nature. So we'll have to do a better job boxing out and make sure they get under sticks, make sure that they don't get those opportunities.
You've got a bunch of guys who've been here the last 2 years, but you've got some key guys. This is their first time through. What's the lesson here? A big win, tough loss, overtime, trying to get these young guys to ride the wave through a series as it goes up and down.
Yeah, I said it after the win. Don't get too high. Enjoy it for half hour, an hour with your teammates in the locker room as you're recovering, and then start to get your mind winding down and calmer and to where you're in the mindset to come and learn and try to get better the next day. And tomorrow, because we don't play till Thursday, tomorrow's an off day. So it's the same thing. That was the message in there. It's a series for a reason. By no means did you come into this series against that team and think it's going to be easy. So you know how hard it's going to be. You know it's going to take a lot to win it. And so, we're 1-1. You would like to have been 2-0, but you're not, and that's fine. You take a day tomorrow to recover. That's huge on an off day. It's not an off day, it's a recovery day. You take care of your body. What do you do? Saunas, stretching, rehab, those types of things to get yourself physically and mentally in the best position to come back on Tuesday and try to get better on Tuesday and Wednesday before Thursday's game.
So we scored the second goal to make it 2-0. Syracuse, it seemed like they decided they were going to hit everything that moved from that point forward. Did that physicality take a little out of your team?
I don't think so. I don't think it was more than it was at the start, you know, it's just that they got that late goal that gave them some life, and so they gave them a good chance going into the third. I mean, I just thought the whole game was that way, but I thought we were as well. And I thought last game was. When you watch video back, there's just not, you know, it's playoff hockey. It's physical. It's not, there's not a lot of time and space. And, you know, it's like the plays, the offense you get, you better know what you want to do with the puck like that. Like when you know, Rusek sent Weisbeck in for the goal. Like, you know, he had to make that decision like that. Mersch sent Yapst in for a breakaway. The puck wasn't on a stick for a quarter of a second. And if it would have been for a second instead of a quarter second, the play once it got through. So there's just not a lot of space out there. You know, we know they're a physical team. We're prepared for that. And it's going to be a hard-fought series.
That second goal for Rusek to get a piece of the pass and then win the puck battle and finish the pass as well. I mean, how big of a sequence was of him on that?
Yeah, that was a great play by Rusek and Weisbach. Obviously, they're both smart, skilled, speed-based players. Really, really talented hockey play to get us a shorthanded goal there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.